This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Valentine's, you want to do matrimony soon. The Rise Guys are gonna help to marry you. Numerous nuptials, let's tie the knot in a group. Cause the Rise Guys are gonna help to marry you.
I hate this song. I hate this song. This song sucks.
Why don't you just enjoy it, besides the fact that it sucks terribly?
All right, crank it up then.
It's about over.
Oh.
In all fairness,
right when I was ready. It's like, oh, you finished before I did. Story of my life.
Yep.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Valentine's Day. And if you love our show, then today you get double whammy because you get to listen to us on the way to work. We're on, obviously, until 10 a.m., and then we'll go home, come back, and then at 5 o'clock, 5 till 7 p.m., Rise Guys' numerous nuptial show for Valentine's Day, live from the beautiful Southwind Ranch, where Fatboy and Paige will perform a mystery duet.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, it's one of those we got to practice on our own beforehand.
Is everybody's Western attire ready to go? Did everybody get in their prime shipments or their various shipments?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one more thing I got to pick up on the way home.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, just a little something I thought of last minute.
Okay.
But everything else is good to go.
Can I give you a little taste of mine?
Please.
What about what I'm wearing tonight? Now, you ready?
Either way. Oh, we got a buckle.
That is so special.
I have a huge rodeo belt buckle with my initial on it.
Got a big old buckle, man.
So I couldn't do that because you wouldn't be able to see it.
Oh, you would end up stabbing yourself with the buckle?
I'm saying
it's going to happen to me. Like, I'm going to have like a little shelf of belly laying on it. A little shelf of belly.
You want to
shelf
see
of belly, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that, though. That's kind of cool.
It comes
retro.
In a nice little suede bag that I can keep it in.
That's nice.
And you can tell that it's of utmost quality. Listen.
It sounds heavy.
Did a Crown Royal make that belt buckle?
No, probably Alibaba, I'd imagine. No. As cheap as it was.
I don't know how you got it here from Wish so fast.
American boy.
Yeah. Today, 5 to 7, you'll be able to hear us live as we marry. I forget the final number. In my head, it was 44 couples.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know the rules on... I've had people say, you know, we're not getting married. Can we just come hang out and watch?
Sure.
Can you?
Why not?
People talk about tailgating just to watch people get married.
Some people just love going to weddings.
Come crash the wedding. Crash our wedding.
I don't get it, but some people love it.
That's the fun part, to watch other people do it.
Actually, let's see how much alcohol we have before we start inviting people to come crash it. Let's make sure
Because
I want to make sure that we get smashed before it gets crashed.
I told him there's no plugs.
I want to get drunk and ride horses.
Do you?
Nah.
No, no plugs, like gift bag plugs?
Yeah, and they still wanted to go. So.
Yeah. All right. That's a perfect transition to the email. And I apologize. Yesterday we said, you know what, we're going to read it anyway if the guy comes on or not. And then he says, give me one more day and I'll try to come on. And then, boom, shakalaka, he decides that he doesn't want to come on. So we're going to read it.
You better hope I don't see it.
Might as well go ahead and read it.
Here we go. Perfect for Valentine's Day. Hey, Rise Guys. I have never emailed in before, but listen every day and watch you on Facebook. I was super excited about my Valentine's, but after hearing what Paige said in headlines, I'm real nervous now. I want this to be read to the guys on the show and see if I should be worried about this. I've been married for years. Now, I'm going to stop there. What's interesting there, he says, I've been married for years. There's a space between four and years, almost like he had to go back and remember and never put in how many years he's married.
Maybe he did.
So he's been married for blank years. We don't have kids. Long story, don't ask. Well, she told me on New York Eve, or I'm sure that's New Year's Eve.
Probably supposed to be New Year's Eve.
That her resolution was to do more spontaneous stuff. She wants us to start riding bikes, and going out of town more, weekend trips and stuff. I hope she means motorcycles and not like bicycles.
Yeah.
But anyway, in headlines, y'all were talking about threesomes. Y'all talked about all weird about them. My wife told me a while back for Valentine's Day that we could go out and find another woman for a night of threesome play.
Hell yeah.
But y'all were saying that it kills relationships. My wife's allowing me to pick the woman, too. We're going out on V-Day night to dinner and bars, and I get to select the woman. How do I protect myself and pick the right woman that will also be what I want, but also make the wifey happy, too? The name is here. This is the funny thing. Is like this guy, he sent it from his work email, and it's like,
oh no.
He says, please don't say my name, but right under that, it has his name, what his college degree is in, his phone number, his cell phone number, his email address. His LinkedIn.
See, it's easy to have a burner address to send emails.
Well, I'm not going to expose who he is.
No. It's still easy, though.
But say first thoughts, because I have something that I want to say, but I don't want to be the first to speak on it. Fatboy's dying to say something.
Can you just go to a bar and say, you want to do a threesome? Come on.
I don't know that I've ever been, and I've been to a lot of bars.
There is a bar in town that would be the spot to go do that first. I mean, it's kind of known for that.
Airdrop me that.
You guys really don't know?
I really don't.
I'll write it down so you guys know.
I'm scared to even get into that world.
Just write it down so you guys can be aware.
Hope it rhymes with pie flop.
Have you ever in your life...
My pen.
And I know you don't know for sure, but have you ever in your life think that you've ever been at a hopping bar where there's a single girl that just went by herself?
I mean, sometimes there are, but very rarely. Very rarely.
Very rarely. Do you see a woman? Like, if I'm at a bar and I see a woman by herself, I assume that she's probably in town for business, you know, walked down from the hotel or something. I don't know. I don't assume that she's just there looking for a couple to get down with.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think everybody generally knows that.
I said that before.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about
that. Or maybe she's
used to sell parlay cards.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for someone, or she may be a lady of the night.
Okay. That's
first assumption, she's a whore.
A lady of the night is a nice way.
She must be a whore. She's here by herself.
Straight walker.
Women's rights.
Jezebel.
No, I mean, not that I would think that, but I would probably think that somebody was waiting for somebody and they stood her up, and I would feel bad for her.
On Valentine's Day of all days, so her gift to him is that he gets to go pay for dinner, pay for a bunch of drinks, and then he gets to sit back like Big Daddy swinging the big stick saying, girl of my choice, which one's it going to be?
Yeah.
His trepidation is worried about picking out a girl. This world we live in. He's worried about picking out a girl that not only he will like, but also will satisfy his wife. As if they're going to go to a bar and see that imaginary unicorn of a single woman in a bar by herself, also looking for a couple, and she's going to just say yes to them.
I mean, you find that online, right?
I don't
know. I mean, that's the way to go find
that. I would get so turned on and jealous at the same time.
He should go to this place because it's advertising. You know, this is kind of what they're about.
How do they don't say the name. How do they advertise that? What's the wording in their social media?
Like-minded people flirt a little, dress in certain things.
Like John Anderson songs?
Yeah.
Seminole Wind?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Swinging?
No, swinging. Seminole Wind. Straight Tequila Night.
Oh my gosh.
Day don't 13. Ask her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go here, man. Go
yeah, this guy seems like he's in over his head.
No, here's what I think it all is. I think it's all a scam. Not a scam. I think that this is, she's waiting on him to say, I don't want anybody but you, baby. I don't want anybody but you.
Yeah, yeah. And he's in over his head because he don't realize this.
That's wrong.
I think it's a setup. It is. I don't, Paige. You've never had a threesome. You've said
no,
that before.
No, I don't think I ever will.
You don't want to have one.
No.
Do you think for a minute that this is even like a real thing? Like, I think she's just trying to catch him, and I'm not trying to be like psychotic or paranoid.
Steal your man.
No, but like I don't think that she is saying to him and meaning yes, go out. We're gonna find a girl, and you get the pick.
Right. Or she may be more into you than your man, and that would be weird for me, too.
All I've ever heard about the swinging world is that the women pick the pairs or the couple, you know, the flip-floppers.
You see the text. It's a trap. Like Star Wars, man. That's a trap.
Makes me feel better.
Admiral Akbar.
I was feeling like I was...
people think, danger, danger.
Danger, Will Rogers.
Yeah. And here's something I didn't know as a rule.
She has to pick out the girl. And you still got to be very, very trepidatious about this.
That's a text. CDM text line 72341. If you are going to introduce a third wheel, the same sex chooses the partner. Otherwise, you're asking for problem.
Uh-huh.
It's true. Tim McGraw sang the song, Don't Pick the Girl. Remember?
He did.
What?
He wanted to go with a boy.
Yeah.
And
his
dad.
With Jimmy Johnson and Timmy Thompson or his best friend Joe. Or both.
All of them. I don't
want
to go fishing.
Take anybody that you want.
Yeah.
As long as she don't go.
Any boy in the world.
God, that was a song
Daddy?
About being gay.
Kind of. Well,
wow.
You go back and look at Brokeback Mountain, and what'd they do? They went fishing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That line never touched the water.
Didn't resist it. Are you talking about jealousy and how that's why you should let her pick?
No. I think, in the world of swinging, I said I've always heard that the same, like Fatboy said, the same sex picks the other person.
Yeah.
You pick the dude, she picks the lady.
But like the text line say, I think it is a trap. I think it's an absolute trap. I think in that world, you pick the girl together or the guy together.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to Anonymous on line one. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yes.
Yes.
Good
morning.
How's it going?
Happy Valentine's Day, Anonymous.
Happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
Every day
of
the
14th. So what's up?
Just a little insight with the. I'm not gonna really say swinging.
Okay.
But years ago, before I got married, I was a part of this website called Adult Friend Finders.
I remember that.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's still around or not. I had to delete that years ago.
Fatboy, can you verify if it is or isn't? You used to keep up with that.
It might be.
Still around? All right.
He can look it up and see if it's still there, but I don't want to even, because I'll start getting emails from him again.
Right.
But
resist the temptation by avoiding.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, so when you were on there, before you were married, you would, as a single guy, would you hook up with couples?
I posted a picture of myself from the chest to the knees, naked, of course.
All right. Oh, man, you got the whole thing in there.
Hey, congratulations.
Right. And you put in the description what you was up for, whatever.
Did you put in there what your
several couples?
Listen, we need to talk together. You know, when you're talking at like a table, you say one thing and then I would say another thing, right? What would you put on there that you would not do? I imagine there's a lot you would do.
Women.
But what would you put on there you would not you wouldn't do FFM?
I was not in the homosexual act.
Have a good day.
That's why you never found Fatboy's account on there.
Yeah.
And what else?
Not
into same sex.
Not in the homosexual stuff.
Yeah.
But I was open for discussion of anything else. Just nothing with another man.
Okay. So you would not do a FFM, which is... MMF.
Yes.
Yeah, like he couldn't watch.
You wouldn't allow any cuckold.
Let me explain.
Please.
I had several couples reach out. Actually, the girl would reach out to me. The wife would reach out to me.
The husband would reach around.
You know, her and her husband was into this and that, and you know, wanted to know if I'd be interested in coming and joining them. And I said I would join you, but not him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I had a couple of couples that was really interested in that. And I would go meet them, talk to them. If they liked me, then I would just hang out with them a little while, drink a few beers, and then me and her would go in the bedroom and have sex.
Okay.
While we were having sex, mm-hmm. you'd turn around and see him peeking around the door, watching, drinking a beer.
Oh. Manipulating yeah. himself or just watching as some kind of...
I don't know. All you'd see his head, and he'd peeking around watching. You'd see his head, and he's drinking a beer. I'll only see one hand.
That's what that Lou Bryan song is about.
Oh, Lord.
Sit right here and drink a beer.
He had one of them pocket koozies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so,
yeah.
So when we would get done, after he watched and watched, and when we would get done, she always told me that he would come in after me. After I left, he would come in after me, and that's what got him aroused, and that's what would make them have
oh,
really
my
good
gosh.
Sex.
That's kind of odd.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
That's
yeah.
dirty. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't at the time. At the time I enjoyed it because I would, you know, probably once a week I would go visit these couples differently.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. And did any of the women ever say, hey, look, Anonymous, let's you and I hook up on the side without old Hubster?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
One did,
yeah.
And I told her I didn't want to, you know, mess up the relationship, you know, whatever we had going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to try to get caught and break up a marriage. I said, y'all got something agreed upon. You know, I'm not breaking up a marriage. So
yeah,
y'all agreed upon doing that.
Well, congratulations
right.
to you.
I wasn't going to let him, I wasn't going to get caught cheating and bust up. He agreed to me coming and him watching.
Yes,
to the house. I was right. doing his wife.
Yes.
You can't really ask for much more than that from a fella.
Yeah, that sounds like a cool dude.
Yeah.
Anonymous,
these girls was hot, man.
Yeah. Well, that's something else.
They wear ankle bracelets.
No, okay. It was actually in communities that you would never imagine.
Okay,
gated yeah. communities,
highfalutin, yeah.
Simpsonville,
dude. Hey. I've seen what's the okay Matt Match game? What's the movie? Tom Cruise. They wear the mask at the.
I was wearing a shirt.
That's it. That's what that's.
Hey, did you ever have any big women or bigger?
I actually did one girl that weighed more than I did, and I swore then I would never mess with a girl that weighed more than I did ever again.
Was her name Jeremy?
Anonymous, love the insight to that world. Thank you, sir. You call in anytime we talk about swinging and cuckolding, okay?
It ain't no cuckolding.
I didn't know.
He misunderstood. See, Matt, he don't know what that word means.
My God,
I didn't learn it till over Christmas.
Yeah.
You got to hear the podcast.
God bless.
That was better than that guy's email.
That'll be
that
on the podcast.
Wonderful.
Oh, the stories.
That was a great
so
phone
much.
Call, wasn't it? Like, at one point, we're throwing questions at him faster than he can answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Like we asked him six questions before he could answer the first one. It was great. It was an exciting call. He was
Are you
good
into
though.
Edging, sir? No, I got a landscaper.
Yeah.
It's like hardball with a male hooker.
Yeah, it was. That was wonderful.
Man. Okay. All right. We'll keep some open phones going. We don't have to stay on that subject. I think there's more to talk about, certainly.
Yeah, we can talk about that or anything else you want
to
talk about.
I'd love to find out from a woman if this is a trap, though. A woman that's been involved in threesomes and swinging and all that. Or
you can be anonymous.
Anything you want to talk about, maybe even some advice on Valentine's Day. 1-800-774-0093. That is 1-800-774-0093.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Woo! Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Yes!
Jimmy just said it. Jimmy just said it. Say it again, Jimmy. What you said about the P1s.
They're into swinging.
They're into swinging.
God, man, you should have heard some of the calls you couldn't put on.
Well,
about swinging?
Oh, yeah.
So the guy who ended up not coming on the air, but we read his email, for Valentine's Day, which is today now, his wife's gift to him is they're going to go out tonight, and he can pick out a girl that if she's into it, they would go back and jointly make love to. A threesome.
Yeah.
After hearing our conversation about threesomes the other day and how we all kind of agree that they can end up ruining a good relationship, he's now very trepidatious about it. And I, along with many P1s on social media and on the CVM text line, said, it's a trap. It is so a trap.
Yeah, apparently if you're bringing a girl in, the woman picks out the girl. And if you're bringing a dude in, the dude picks out the guy.
Yes, yes. So, we're talking to some swingers and, scandalous people this morning. 1-800-774-0093. Fatboy Lead, where do we go?
Go number two.
Number two is Anonymous Girl. Good morning, Anonymous Girl.
Hi.
Hey, how you?
I'm good.
Good. So, your comments on the threesome activity here.
You know, it's not always a trap when the girl wants it because, you know, some girls are bi. And, you know, we like sex just as much as a guy, so.
Are you speaking as a bisexual woman?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I was just curious. Go ahead.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So you're saying that she could secretly, I mean, it sounds like she's doing this for him as his gift, but also... It seems like in that world, most of the women pick, correct?
Honestly, it's a lot harder for the woman to pick. But, like, as long as she doesn't have something more than us, then we don't really care.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot easier for the guy to pick because it's a lot harder to ask a girl, hey, are you bi? Do you want to have sex with another girl?
Right, they should have to wear some kind of necklace that verifies it so you don't even have to ask.
What if you're a couple, yeah, you know, and the guy picks, but the guy's bi, and, you know, does he have to go back and forth and switch it up that way?
This seems difficult.
Well, true. Like, in a threesome, there's a lot of things that the wife or the girlfriend won't allow the boyfriend or husband to do to the other girl, but she can't. You know,
right. But yeah, that's like a given. That's the way of preserving your relationship with, yeah, being able to get your socks off somewhere else or
she's
whatever.
A fluffer at best, though, at that point.
Mm. Yeah,
really. I almost called you by your real name. Anonymous Girl, have a great morning. Thank you.
How are you going to have one and then put all these caveats on it? You can't do this, that, or
man,
like, what's the point?
This whole thing seems like a pain in the ass. If you guys need me, I'll be at the house with my dog.
That's the goal, isn't it? Pain in the ass.
It seems like, wait, there's so much trouble. It's, oh, man, this is, like, when you get into this, remember yesterday we were talking about how foreplay is too much work for Fat Boy?
Right.
Threesomes are way too much work for me, apparently, because I'm tired thinking about all this extra effort and doing and talking and going around in circles trying to figure this out.
If you're a bi dude in all this, that's a lot of pressure. You got to perform both ways.
Yeah. Let's go to line three, Anonymous, who has had a threesome before. Let's see how that went. Good morning, Anonymous.
Pretty good. Good morning. How are y'all?
Oh, good. I mean, hey, good morning. Another girl. Very interesting. Your thoughts about your threesome. Tell us about it. Was it with someone you were in a relationship with? Were you the extra girl? Tell us.
In a relationship with and the extra girl.
Oh, my gosh.
For multiple instances.
Okay. How many threesomes would you say you've had? Have you lost count? Do you know the exact number?
About three.
Okay.
Three threesomes. Right.
Yeah. And did the relationship survive?
Yes.
Okay.
Some women are just out to have fun and experience new things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe that's what she's wanting. They are some kind of freaks out there are in the bedroom.
Are you a freak?
Yes.
Are you a lady in the streets, though?
No.
I don't think so. All right. Very good. Thank you for the insight again. We appreciate that. Have a good morning.
I think it's going to happen tonight after Numb Nuts.
You think so?
Maybe like 5, 6, 10 people get together. And
me and you and Matt, Fat Boy?
And have a fun time.
We'll play a game today. You know.
Me and Matt and Rob. An
there
area.
You go. That'll be fun.
God, my cherry, bro. Okay, Do you want to talk to another person who's had a threesome, a guy this time, or do you want to talk to the fat boy, the person on line four? They need advice. Is it a man or a woman?
It's a guy.
So you want to go to a guy who needs Valentine's advice or a guy who can give us insight of a man's point of view in a threesome?
Man, I'd almost rather break it up with Valentine's advice.
Let's do Valentine's advice on line four. Yeah, we're getting too sexually graphic. Hey, Anonymous, good morning. What's the advice you're looking
for? Good morning, y'all.
Hey, hey, happy Valentine's.
Well, it's kind of a long story. So I've been with this girl for, you know, a few years, 4 or 5 years off and on.
Thank you.
And, you know, I've lived with her in an apartment, and we just decided to move back to in with our parents, you know, to save up some money and get our lives right before we, you know, proceed. Mm-hmm. And she knows I don't like holidays and Valentine's Day and going out and dealing with the social anxiety of people because I don't like that. You know, I used to, but I don't anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't say I wasn't going to take her out for Valentine's Day, but I just don't want to go out on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So I tell her that, and I mean, I feel like there's so much pressure on me to do something that it's almost making me not want to do anything for her anymore. But what I'm calling to ask is, you know, what can I do this, like, a small gesture to, you know, let her know, hey, I know it's Valentine's Day, and I know I hate doing holidays, but, you know, here's something to show that I still care about you. I mean, but I'm on a budget, and I'm trying to save up for a car, if that makes sense.
What's your budget? Can I ask that number?
I mean, I make about $600 a week.
Yeah, but I mean, what's your budget?
$5,000 on a car. $22,000 is the truck I'm looking at.
The gift that you want to. What's your budget for
the gift that I'm going to buy?
Just forget it. Nobody cannot cuss.
He's got phone anxiety.
Yeah.
He's got phone anxiety, social anxiety. He hates Valentine's Day and he's trying to buy a $22,000 car, make $600 a week. I need your social, sir.
That's crazy. That's wild. Wow. Oh, man, really?
Oh. All right, let's go to the dude then who's had the threesome before. Sorry, advice guy. Anonymous dude who's had threesome before. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, okay, so you've heard what we've said. Any thing you agree with, disagree with? Should this guy be apprehensive of taking this offer from his wife?
No, not really. I would go with it. I would totally go with it because if she's really asking for permission, you know, that's something that you guys got.
And you've been in a threesome before. Was that with two women?
Yes. Okay. And it finally turned out to be like my girlfriend, which was bisexual, had a lot of bisexual girlfriends and guy friends and stuff. And my best friend, that was a guy. I'm straight on this side, but my girlfriend was bisexual with guys and girls. And I was okay with that. You know, we were just open relationship kind of deal. But then it got into my best friend, like my homeboy. You know, she was like, hey, can we invite him over? And I'm like, if I can invite this girl over, you know, that would be cool.
See, what that does is that secretly lets them know who you've crushed on their friend.
Exactly. Uh-huh. That's where I even, like, threw her into the bus too. I was like, so you really like this person, you know? And she was like, yeah, I'd like to hang out and do our thing or whatever. And I was like, well, I really like this person too. Mm-hmm. Well, then she didn't like that because that was all her candy, you know? That was like, no.
That was a girl the one that you said that you'd like to bring over was one that she gets down with too?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
But she.
Are you still with this lady?
Oh, no.
Okay,
this was back in, like, I was like 19.
Okay, I know how old you are. That makes sense.
I'm 30. I'm 34 now.
Okay.
Oh, it's time to get back in it, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, 15th anniversary. Well, so your advice to those that have never had a threesome: go for it or be very, very cautious.
It's a double-edged sword, really.
Do you still?
It really is. It depends.
Do you ever use one of those?
I do not talk to her.
Well, do you talk to any of these people that you had liaisons with back then?
I do run into them every once in a while. Yeah, I do.
Did you ever tell your homeboy that your bisexual girlfriend wanted to, you know, bounce on his lap?
Oh, no, we actually had that happen. Like, so we
went
down
through
it.
With it?
Like, yeah, that's what fucked up the whole...
You know what?
Everybody! Why is it the swingers come? Not much.
You got a man acting like
Every
Steve Harvey.
Every call today has been, look, I want a world where we can say F and S too, but we ain't there yet. And, I mean, Lord, we're doing something very, just very, you know, it wasn't even anything like aggressive, you know. It's just like, huh? What's up, sex, you know.
It's how good you are at talking. Like, it's
F.
So casual.
Oh, yes. Oh, made me feel so good, I forgot I was on the radio.
Forgot what I was talking about, and then, you know, I blanked the whole thing up.
All right, so do us in the room, should he go through with this? Raise your hand.
I mean, try it once, I guess. Mm. I got both hands up.
They're already married. He knows who he married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never do anything if you have doubts.
If you already married somebody and then this comes up out of the blue, it's a bad idea. Because you already married them. You know them pretty well by this point.
You know, you're just asking. Just trust your nut. You have to.
You remember when I got invited to a
You got invited to a gangbang.
I'm here for the gangbang.
I got invited to I got invited to a threesome one time, and it was one of the things where I was my nerves got to me, and I wasn't in a relationship with the person, but I was like, this is just too weird. Like, you look. This is going to sound awful about me and my lack of self-esteem, but I was like, you look so attractive that I think y'all are going to get me somewhere and end up robbing me. This don't make any sense. This don't make any sense.
You say 9-1 up you because there's more people? I think he was offered first slot, too.
No, that wasn't discussed. I didn't respond to the message.
We've both been invited to a nudist colony somewhere in Spartanburg County.
Performance anxiety. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One of my buddies plays drums, got offered a gig to play at a nudist colony this weekend in Georgia.
Didn't want him to bring his drumsticks either.
Yeah. I told him to go. It'd be about the only chance you ever get to play drums naked in front of people.
Yeah.
He plays in his underwear probably, don't he?
No. Usually blue jeans.
Old D-boy. All right. Enough sex talk. Right, Paige? What are we working on in the Plex?
Well, if you want to hear Pearl Jam's new song, you may need your phone, and you may have to point it at the moon. Uh-oh. I'll tell you about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I heard the last one.
I'm good.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. We'll talk about the moon and Pearl Jam right after this. Morning, everybody.
.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, if you're a Pearl Jam fan, you're excited because they released their latest song off Gigaton yesterday.
Gigaton.
So this is a little different.
Budokan. Okay.
This new song is called Super Blood Moon Wolf Moon. Super Blood Wolf Moon is the name of the song.
All that?
Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Oh.
Did we put it to power? Do you know? Do we have it?
I don't think we don't have it on the service.
We can't turn our transmitter toward the moon.
That's true.
In order to hear this song, it's harder than you expected because the band wanted you to have an augmented reality experience with this song. So they made the track streamable only by using their app. And then you have to download the band's app, point your phone towards the moon, the camera towards the moon, and wait for the magic to happen. And according to Rolling Stone, the song will start playing on-screen animations that will dance around the moon. So if you don't want to go through this headache, you can wait.
wait till you play it next month.
Yeah.
When's the album come out? You don't have to point your phone at the moon to hear the song.
I think it's coming out like in March. I'm not sure.
If you're in the band, you know, Mike Stone, whoever. And, you know, it gets to this. Can you be like, can we just stop? Or maybe just take a break. Or quit. That's cool.
It's a promotional way to get people to talk about it. Yeah, it's a gimmick.
Bringing a gimmick back to the music, which I don't mind that necessarily.
March 27th is the release date.
Oh.
So this is the second track. The first one was Dance of the Clairvoyants.
Oh, yes. We hated the crap out of that.
You think Jeff Ament is over there? What the blank are we doing, dude? I just want to play bass in a rock band.
Don't you know, like, you feel like you kind of missed your prime if you're in a band? Like, maybe it's not there. Maybe that's why Chili Peppers brought Frusky Annie back.
Well, yeah, because they can't write a good song without him.
Paige, if the album had been called Uranus, would you have to set on your phone to be able to hear the song?
Possibly.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But you got to download their app first.
Ah.
But, then you got to unlock it.
That would be butt dialing.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean miss their prime, Fatbo? What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, maybe that's the wrong term. Maybe, like, the magic's gone. You're like... Maybe we're tapped. You know, we've had our peak, the big chunk. maybe we're kind of done, which the business is not the same as it was anyway either.
Man, it happens. Like, you know, like drive-by truckers used to be great, and they are not now.
But they were never, like, big.
I mean, they were pretty big, very successful musicians in a like a post-radio singles world.
I never heard of him, honestly, till he talked about him. I know I'm not the huge music guy, but...
We used to have the big poster in the old office.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I mean, that's just one example I can think of off the top of my head. A lot of bands start out great. Like all my favorite country singers, they started out great, and then they go downhill because they get sober and find somebody to love them, and it ruins them.
And Pearl Jam, you know, their fans are... That's
true.
They're loyal. The
yeah, they
club,
are.
And you can go on YouTube and watch people, their reaction to the Super Blood... Wolf Moon.
If it's too much work for you to download the app and hold your phone up, you can go to YouTube and watch people who have done it for you.
Yeah. I mean, basically, it's I was easy. Watching to see what it looks like, and it's kind of fun. But
what if you live in Alaska and it's been daylight for 6 weeks?
Yeah. You know, it was,
what if you don't?
Thank you, Pearl Jam.
What if you were, I don't know, born with no arms?
Well,
as my phone
that,
scam character.
Somebody
is.
Can help you.
Yeah. You know, put a selfie stick in your
with
mouth.
The app.
And lift your head up.
They can hold the cell phone for you. You can dance around.
And how do they do this? Is it a satellite that they have positioned there? I mean, how does that magic happen? Or is it really even a thing? It would work if you point it, you know, up your ass into the left.
Maybe
it's
just with GPS or something. I don't know.
Okay.
It's already in your phone. It had to be something that...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. I mean, something different. Why not?
You know what's cool from Pearl Jam, just real quick, is Matt Cameron, the drummer.
It's a name you don't hear very often.
I mean, he's going to wind up being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, at least twice.
Oh,
with
really?
Who else?
Soundgarden.
Oh, man, they just went and plucked him out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was after Soundgarden kind of broke up. He started playing with Pearl Jam. He's been with Pearl Jam over 20 years, though.
But when, like, the Rolling Stones, not to compare Pearl Jam to the Rolling Stones, but, you know, you talk about the... you know, the loyalty of an audience. When they go out and tour every year, and every year it's always like $500 million they make or what, do they release an album that year as well? Because you don't hear any new music from them guys. But but they tour constantly.
Yeah.
Do they put an album out to support it? Like, I remember Steel Wheels and, you know, I know that they've put out stuff, but... Nobody's going to hear their new stuff. Just like when you go see Pearl Jam, you want to see Jeremy and you want to hear 10 in its entirety.
Of course.
And Yellow Ledbetter.
But you didn't get it. Like last time they were here, they played the whole Versus album, right? It was like the only second or third time ever they did a whole album.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got hosed. Like, I didn't come to hear one album.
Yeah.
Play the hits.
Yeah.
Play Dissidam and Yellow Ledbetter.
You just want to hear all the stuff you have heard the most times.
I couldn't get 10.
Yeah.
I mean, if I go see him play all of Vitalogy, I'd go.
I don't like
that. Was a cool album.
It was a great album.
Yeah, it was one of the first cardboard albums that didn't have plastic.
Sing Bugs!
Or not CDs.
New Bugs! They've been doing weird songs forever, man.
Yeah. Like
Bugs.
It just sucks they got to work in the new stuff.
No.
That's why Garth is good, because, you know, he knows that you just want to hear all the hits.
Yeah, but it sucks because you got a band like Foo Fighters who put out an album every couple years, and they put out damn good albums. But people just want to hear Blank and Everlong, which is a good song, but so are the new ones.
Play Hero!
And now it's starting to happen to other bands like Shinedown, who put out new albums. People are like, man, play 45! But they're still putting out songs that are just as good as that. But it's like you just want to hear, like, the first couple records. And I hate that a lot.
Play Boom, Lay Boom, Lay Boom.
Well, I would go see Shinedown if they promised they wouldn't do any of their Disney songs.
Yeah, I'd be down with that. I mean, I've seen them enough times probably.
That's the band. Somebody has asked me this before. Which band have I seen perform the most? Shinedown.
Yeah.
I've seen them literally humpteen times.
Godsmack's on the list too.
I've seen them from when they were nothing to when they were getting Disney money.
Yeah.
You've probably seen Shinedown more than you've seen Silver Tongue Devils or any of them boys.
I absolutely have, yeah. Hell, I've seen Shinedown more times than I've seen my own feet.
That's sad.
Go record that. That's good.
They got it reset.
All right.
I'm making that.
Well, if you want your dog to express their inner junkyard dog and spew out some swear words, well, I've got something for you. Because a new dog collar plays cuss words when your dog barks. So we're talking about...
I want three of them.
MF-er, the F-word, BS. Little profanities every time your dog is barking. But it will set you back. It's a leather collar that's about $60.
It's worth
it. It's well worth it.
I think it would be hilarious if you know if your neighbors aren't offended by it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but
well, if your neighbors can hear your dog talking through the walls, you got a cheap house.
If you have a dog that's outside, sometimes you let your dog outside and it starts a barking like people do.
Yeah,
I mean it's got to be the right voice, like the vine of the little smoky husky dog.
Yeah,
if they say, "Hey, I heard your dog's barking last night," just say, "My feet were tired."
Right.
Oh man, they're temporarily sold out. I would buy one right now.
I
would buy a cuss collar, they call it.
Cuss collar.
Cuss collar. It's not even called curse, it's cuss collar.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Look, they got your dog on the website.
You want a sample?
Can we?
Yes. Yeah.
So we actually have this new dog collar. We'll let you know what your dog is really saying. Can we put it on?
Oh my god.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh my god!
That's great.
That's beautiful.
See the little Eva out there.
I really, really want that.
I really want one, man. I really want to hear my dog cuss every time she barks at nothing at 3 o'clock in the morning.
They got the ones that spray the citronella in their face or whatever when they bark too much.
That's not nice.
No,
some people
that's
say
terrible.
It's
inhumane.
I don't like that.
Well, sometimes a dog won't shut up. You're like, shut your mouth.
But
I'm tired of hearing it.
You also get that, though, and spray it. Like, Bear loves this particular lamp. He'd like to get under it. He doesn't bite it. He just kind of licks the pole of the lamp.
we
spray citronella on there, and it's like, you know, it's like when you used to bite your fingernails. Your grandma would put that crap on there when you bit it.
Mine's did.
Oh, so sorry. It would teach you don't bite your fingernails as a child, and it does the same thing to dogs. But when you spray it in their eyes, though, that's like macing a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, people do that with their kids. They put hot sauce. I've heard that, too.
Well, it's poison.
There's just stuff you can buy, but they'll use hot sauce.
I put that blank on everything. My dog's tongue.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have to use the spray bottle after my cat sometimes to get her to stop doing stuff, but now she responds very well to me cussing loudly.
What about when she knocked your wallet behind the TV?
That sucked.
What happened?
She knocked his wallet behind the TV.
Man, I had a copy of a movie.
What's with y'all's pet stealing your car keys and your wallet?
She's wild. Knocked it over. I had a movie called Joe Stryker, Jimmy Harper's in it, an indie movie from some of the guys in a band from Atlanta called Casket Creatures made it.
Oh, I know them.
I lost this damn thing for 2 weeks because the cat knocked it off my dresser and it was back there behind the mirror. I'm like, oh, okay, I found it.
I thought he was working with me. One day, football show, he said he's running behind because the cat knocked his wallet behind his TV.
I might have overslept that day. I'm not going to lie.
There's a cat burglar.
You bastard.
Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. I don't know what we've been on this week. Not drugs or anything like that, but I mean, like, we've been flowing some good stuff.
It's been fun.
Yeah. All right. It's Friday. You know what that means.
Well,
FOF line next, 864-241-4318. Get the animosity out. Get the negativity out. It's the weekend. It's Friday. The rain's gone. The snow's gone. The sun is here. It's time to tell everything to F off. We're going to do it right after this morning.
Orgasms don't send you Valentine's Day cards, and they don't hold your hand in a sad movie.
Mine do.
93.3, baby. Planet rocks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.